This New York Times podcast is brought to you by Ford and voice-activated Sync, the in-car connectivity system that features 911 assist to give you peace of mind. Sync is a system that's subscription-free, and it's available exclusively on Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles. For more details, visit SyncMyRidePodcast.com.
A new oil drilling plan threatens the Florida Keys. Clues emerge to the origins of a computer worm aimed at Iran, and the super wealthy may be holding back on the Democrats this year. I'm Jane Bornemeyer. We'll take a look at these stories and more on the front page of Thursday's New York Times. In our top story, a Spanish company will begin drilling new wells next year 50 miles from the Florida Keys in Cuba's sovereign waters. Word of the plan comes just 5 months after the BP oil spill. A federal moratorium still prohibits new deepwater drilling in the American waters of the Gulf of Mexico, and under long-standing federal law, drilling is also banned near the coast of Florida. Cuba currently produces little oil, but oil experts say the country might have reserves along its north coast as plentiful as that of the international oil middleweights Ecuador and Colombia. The advent of drilling in Cuban waters poses risks to both the island nation and the United States, however. Ocean scientists warn that a well blowout similar to the BP disaster could send oil spewing onto Cuban beaches and then the Florida Keys in as little as 3 days. If the oil reached the Gulf Stream, oil could flow up the coast to Miami and beyond. Also at the top of the page, many super wealthy donors who funded outside groups backing Democrats in past elections are sitting out these crucial midterms. Among them are Democratic donors like George Soros and his fellow billionaire Peter B. Lewis. Each of the men gave more than $20 million to Democratic-oriented groups from 2004 to 2008, but they appear to be holding back so far. The absence of these Democratic mega donors is contributing to a huge disparity in spending between pro-Republican and pro-Democratic groups. The donors' reluctance stems from a variety of factors, including a pessimism about the party's prospects in November, but also because of President Obama's strong condemnations of this kind of independent activity, both during the 2008 campaign and after he was elected. Some murky clues are emerging about the origins of the computer worm that some specialists suspect is aimed at slowing Iran's race for a nuclear weapon. One clue is what could be a fleeting reference to the Book of Esther. That's the Old Testament tale in which the Jews preempt a Persian plot to destroy them. The reference computer experts are looking at is the use of the word MIRDIS to name a file inside the code. MIRDIS can be read as an allusion to Esther. Not surprisingly, the Israelis are not saying whether the worm has any connection to the secretive cyber war unit it has built inside Israel's intelligence service. The Obama administration has been silent on the worm as well, although the administration is well known to be ramping up a broad covert program inherited from the Bush administration to undermine Iran's nuclear program. I'll be back with more of Thursday's front page after this message.
This New York Times podcast is brought to you by Ford and voice-activated Sync, the in-car connectivity system that features 911 assist. If ever your airbag deploys, Sync automatically calls 911 using your cell phone. That's peace of mind made possible by Sync. Sync is a system that's subscription-free, and it's available exclusively on Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles. For more details, visit SyncMyRidePodcast.com.
An internet video showing men in Pakistani military uniforms executing six young men in civilian clothes has heightened concerns about unlawful killings by Pakistani soldiers supported by the United States. Some of the men appear to be teenagers who are blindfolded with their hands bound behind their backs. The authenticity of the 5.5-minute video has not been formally verified by the American government, and the Pakistani military said it was faked by militants. But American officials who declined to be identified said it appeared to be credible. The video adds to reports under review by the State Department and the Pentagon that Pakistani army units have summarily executed prisoners and civilians in areas where they have opened offensives against the Taliban. the reports could have serious implications for relations between the militaries. American law requires that the United States cut off financing to units of foreign militaries that are found to have committed gross violations of human rights. A young man jumped to his death from the George Washington Bridge in New York into the Hudson River after a sexual encounter he had was surreptitiously filmed by a roommate and broadcast on the internet. The suicide by the Rutgers University student occurred on September 22nd but was not disclosed by authorities until Wednesday. The student was identified as Tyler Clementi, an 18-year-old freshman and an accomplished violinist. His death is the latest by a young American following the online posting of hurtful material. The news came on the same day that Rutgers kicked off a 2-year campus-wide project to teach the importance of civility with special attention to bullying and the use and abuse of new technology. Arthur Penn, the pioneering director of the revolutionary 1967 film Bonnie and Clyde, died Tuesday night at his home in Manhattan the day after he turned 88. The film's treatment of sex and violence transformed the American film industry. Mr. Penn's direction may also have changed the course of American history. He advised Senator John F. Kennedy during his watershed television debates with Richard M. Nixon in 1960 and directed the broadcast of the third debate. Mr. Penn's instruction to Kennedy to look directly into the lens of the camera and keep his responses brief and pithy helped give the candidate an aura of confidence and calm that created a vivid contrast to his more experienced but less telegenic Republican rival. Film historians say that many of the now classic films of what was branded the new American cinema of the 1970s, including Taxi Driver and The Godfather, would have been unthinkable without Bonnie and Clyde to point the way. And that's a preview of the front page of Thursday's New York Times. From the New York Times newsroom, I'm Jane Bornemeyer.